Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1382, Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs, Part 1, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs. And don't forget, we have 6 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. Now today, I have a bit of a longer post. So as usual, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up with the second part tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs, Part 1, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Earlier this week, I received an email from a young man who questioned my pursuit of physical fitness. He wondered why anyone would invest so much time into building a body that will eventually expire. In other words, why build strength if it is only temporary? Initially, I wasn't sure if the individual was serious or just trolling me. Upon responding, though, it was clear that he was quite serious. He was genuinely confused about physical fitness, the benefits of exercise, and life itself. With that in mind, I believe it's worth discussing how the long-term benefits of physical activity extend far beyond physical strength. Long-term benefits of physical activity. Before discussing specific benefits, it's important to understand that everything we do in life is temporary. Yet the fact that life will someday end isn't a reason to be miserable each day. I'd rather enjoy the moment instead of worrying about what the future will bring. Whether I'm strong tomorrow, next year, or in 50 years is irrelevant when choosing to be strong today. Furthermore, exercise isn't just about developing physical strength. My ability to lift a certain piece of iron or perform a particular exercise isn't what drives me to train each day. I view exercise as something that's more powerful than even the heaviest of loads. Unfortunately, the fitness industry has failed to convince more people to pursue healthier lives. The ever-increasing obesity statistics don't lie. Thus, while there's more fitness material available than ever before, the abundance of information hasn't compelled more people to exercise. The bulk of articles about physical health are in many ways preaching to the choir. They're targeted towards those who are already in the know. Therefore, in this entry, my goal isn't to tell people who already train how to train better. Instead, I'll share what drives me to exercise each day. Hopefully, there's someone out there who hasn't taken their first step who will hear something that inspires them to begin their own journey. 1. Vitality. In a world filled with fitness celebrities who snap selfies wearing next to nothing, some might be surprised that I list vitality as my primary reason to exercise. Merriam-Webster defines vitality as a lively or energetic quality. Exercise is what gives me that feeling. Who wouldn't want to attain more vitality in their life? I couldn't imagine anyone who wouldn't want to feel more vibrant and energized throughout the day. The vitality that I have allows me to get so much more out of life. How can you live life to the fullest if you plod through each day feeling tired and unmotivated? That's no way to live. I'd rather feel and act younger than my age. I'm still a big kid at heart. I wouldn't trade the ability to go outside and play with my kids for anything. I'll never be that parent who sits on the sidelines scrolling through his phone while his kids are off running around having fun. It's much more enjoyable to participate, and the smiles that I see from my children are the greatest rewards of all. Their joy is all the motivation I'll ever need to stay physically fit and active. 2. Mental clarity. Another benefit of exercise that doesn't receive adequate attention is what I call mental clarity. In short, my mind operates at a much higher level as a direct result of exercise. Not only is my mind sharper throughout the day, but many of my best thoughts come in between sets of heavy lifting. The mind-body connection is undeniable. In the words of Henry Rollins, quote, "I believe that when the body is strong, the mind thinks strong thoughts. Time spent away from the iron makes my mind degenerate." End quote. I could not agree more. I always think, feel, and act better after an intense workout. It doesn't matter how I felt before, I always feel better after I've challenged myself physically. I'm never more than one workout away from a better mood. 3. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I was practicing, my patients would tell me things like this all the time. I would rather eat my pizza and drink my beer because they make me happy, instead of giving them up and being unhappy for the rest of my life. You only live once, I say, so might as well enjoy it. The response I would give them is basically the same as Ross described in today's post. I would say things like, "Well, what if you could feel even better today and most days going forward, but without completely giving up those things? What if I said you could still enjoy those things while improving the way you feel and extending your life?" Now, when I asked them those questions and framed it in that way, they usually stopped and thought about what I was saying. I was trying to make the decision easier for them. They don't have to give up anything completely. Instead, they just need to cut back on a couple of things while increasing a couple of others. Small changes like these, when performed over time, can make a big difference. Same goes for exercise. Rather than thinking about all of the things we might lose by exercising, if we switch our perspective to all of the things we gain, it's a much easier sell. And I'll leave you with this quote. do something today for which your future self will thank you. All right, speaking of today, that'll do it for today. We're going to jump into part two tomorrow, so definitely come back for that. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show and where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.